This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's Sato Lines. Biden to kick off nationwide investing in rural America tour. Bayer winning streak in Roundup cases comes to an end. An equity commission report due next year. Biden to kick off nationwide investing in rural America tour. President Joe Biden and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack heading to Minnesota Wednesday to kick off a two-week nationwide effort to showcase how Bidenomics is helping rural America through investments in farming, ag production, and rural communities, and according to the White House. Cabinet members and other senior administration officials will barnstorm across the country to impress upon communities that, quote, rural Americans do not have to leave their hometowns to find opportunity. After Minnesota, Vilsack's off to Indiana, where he'll meet with the FFA to speak, quote, about opportunities for the next generation of agriculture leaders. Next on to Wyoming and Colorado, where he'll be highlighting the administration's plans for investing in rural America, as well as efforts to protect and conserve our lands for future generations. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is being dispatched to Arizona, where she'll be talking about historic investments to upgrade the electric grid to deliver clean energy to rural communities across the Southwest and the entire United States. And U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai scheduled for a trip to Indiana to demonstrate to farmers the benefits of international trade. Meanwhile, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona will be heading to New Hampshire to highlight how community colleges are preparing rural Americans for good jobs in industries across the country. Bayer winning streak in Roundup cases comes to an end. After nine straight court victories in Roundup cancer cases, Bayer, being sued as Monsanto, has now lost the last two. The latest when a jury awarded a Philadelphia man $175 million on claims that he contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer for years. A jury in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas returned the verdict on Friday. It includes $25 million in compensatory damages and $150 million in punitive damages for plaintiff Ernest Carency. In a decision earlier this month in Missouri, in a separate Roundup case, a state court jury awarded $1.25 million to plaintiff John Durnell. Bayer said it would be appealing both decisions. On the latest decision, a spokesperson said, quote, "We respectfully disagree with the jury's divided verdict and are confident we can get this unfounded verdict overturned and the excessive damage awards reduced through our appeal." Bayer alleged significant and reversible legal and evidentiary errors made during this trial and noted it is still 9-2 in the last 11 cases that have gone to trial. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. NPPC. India's removal of ban on U.S. pork hasn't opened up trade. Optimism was high when India announced early last year that it was lifting a ban on U.S. pork, but that still hasn't resulted in any meaningful new market access, that according to the National Pork Producers Council. It was soon after the lifting of the ban that India, quote, proposed an additional export certificate with additional attestations that were not negotiated with U.S. regulatory authorities, NPPC said last week in its submission to the Office of the United States Trade Representative for its annual National Trade Estimate Report. Pork exports have been virtually zero since access was granted. Now keep in mind, India wasn't the only target of NPPC frustration. The group also complained about trade barriers that are hindering trade with countries like Australia, Brazil, South Africa, and China. The Chinese, despite promises made to the Trump administration, still have not performed a risk assessment of ractopamine in pork. The country bans the use of ractopamine instead of following international regulations. Equity Commission finishes its work. Report to come next year. USDA's Equity Commission will be releasing its final report early next year, USDA said Friday, following the conclusion of the commission's last meeting. The commission has voted on more than five dozen recommendations since it was formed in February 2020, including ways to make county committees more inclusive. The commission, quote, is doing the hard work of identifying ways USDA can best support farmers, farm workers, and a food system that serves us all. That the word of Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres Small in a news release. Members named to Food Safety Advisory Committee. Nine returning and 21 new members were announced Friday for the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods, the NACMCF. The committee provides, quote, impartial scientific advice and recommendations to the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Health and Human Services on public health issues. In its announcement about the appointment, USDA said NACMCF has made important contributions to a broad range of critical food safety issues. The committee reports provide current information and scientific advice to federal food safety agencies and serve as a foundation for regulations and programs aimed at reducing foodborne disease and enhancing public health. NACMCF will hold a virtual public meeting of the full committee and subcommittees from November 14th to 16th. The committee will introduce a new charge from the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service on genomic characterization of pathogens and continue working on the response to the Food and Drug Administration's charge on the Coronabacter pathogen in powdered infant formula, that according to constituent update. The membership includes one individual with the consumer group, Michael Hansen, senior staff scientist at Consumer Reports. Five members are federal government employees representing the five federal agencies involved in the advisory committee. The remaining members represent universities as well as industry groups and companies in the meat and food sector. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, October 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.